Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
The rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine was arrested here in New York City today, accused of violating the terms of his parole, which were set after he pleaded guilty in a racketeering case. His real name is Daniel Hernandez. He's set to appear later today in front of a federal judge who sentenced him back in late 2019. He was given 2 years after pleading guilty to charges that he joined and directed violence by a street gang. No comment from his lawyers. He's also facing charges in the Dominican Republic, where he's accused of domestic violence and assaulting a local music producer. More people have died from subway surfing so far this year than all of last year. Now, Mayor Adams is calling on parents to step in and talk to their kids about this deadly idea.
It has to be a team effort. The NYPD using drones to spot subway surfers and parents once they see the video of their kids doing it, trying to get to the root cause. Mayor Adams says police analyze 311 and 911 data to patrol the skies and find kids doing it. Here's the next step.
We knock on the door of parents. We show them this is what your child is doing. Now the parents must kick in.
It starts on social media.
Social media has radicalized and hijacked our children beyond belief. I mean, it's unimaginable that you can ride on the top of the train and get 10 million people to look at that.
Six subway surfers have died this year. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And a Brooklyn man will spend a decade behind bars for stabbing another guy in the back on the subway years ago. Prosecutors say 33-year-old Saddam Adamas got on a 2 train at Winthrop Street in Prospect Lefferts, started screaming into his phone, disturbing other passengers. Another man asked him to quiet it down. That set off a physical confrontation with Adamas allegedly pulling out a knife, stabbing the guy in the back, kicking him in the face. The victim had to get stitches and suffered cuts and bruises. He was sentenced to 10 years plus 5 years post-release supervision. You don't have to worry about your kids getting cold on Halloween. In fact, they might be just a little bit too warm come Thursday.
I was just going to let him sweat. Too excited to be Spidey.
This mom says switching costumes is not an option, even though there are probably better choices because of the unexpected warm weather.
He's just going to have fun.
Yep, just going to let him wear it because he'll probably cry if he doesn't wear it.
She also admits if the candy melts, it won't be such a bad thing.
At that point, maybe then we can get rid of some early without them eating it.
And this mother of two says she's not worried.
My girlfriend, who also has a 5-year-old, was saying that she was going to go get a new costume, but my daughter set on what she wants to be.
Gotcha. What is your daughter being?
She's being an axolotl. So it's like a onesie zip-up kind of thing with a hood. So I'm just going to put her in shorts and a tank top underneath.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
There might be some light at the end of the tunnel for subway riders who commute between Brooklyn and Queens. The MTA says it's a step closer to the Interborough Express Light Rail. So one day you'll be able to go between those two boroughs without going through Manhattan.
The IBX is one step closer to becoming a reality. The MTA announced a $67 million investment into the project's preliminary engineering. This funding also is going to support a federal environmental review, moving the 14-mile light rail line closer to construction. MTA Chair Jano Lieber is saying this new line is really going to help save commuters time.
We're hoping, expecting that we're going to get this in between 30 and 40 minutes, a significant reduction in the duration. That's going to attract a lot more people the faster you make it.
Something Queensborough President Donovan Richards says people have been waiting years for.
We're talking about cutting commute times in half, if not more.
The MTA says the design process is going to take roughly 2 years along with an environmental review. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Sentencing day for a man who pleaded guilty to stealing over $500,000 in checks out of the mail and a separate shooting during a residential burglary. 29-year-old Johnny Green sentenced to 9 years. Prosecutors say he and others, including a postal worker, pulled off a scheme for over a year in which they would steal things like federal stimulus and refund checks and the taxes. In all, allegedly, they pocketed more than $700,000. Separately, Green allegedly took part in a Manhattan robbery in which several shots were fired, striking a bystander in the head. He was convicted of attempted murder and grand larceny.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.